Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, coming off her second Pan American weightlifting title won earlier this month down in Argentina, Mary Tyson Lappin's dream of making the 24 Olympic Games continues. Working out of the Iron Pit Gym on the south side of Bloomington under the watchful eye of USA International coach Will Fleming, next Olympic qualifier is June the 18th in Havana.
So generally, she's in the gym for 8 workouts a week, and right now we're just ramping back up. We had a period just a week where it was real easy after the meet in Argentina, but now we got to ramp the intensity, start back up. A couple of those sessions every week are going to get really heavy, and if you can imagine, Mary is one of the strongest women in the world. She can squat well over 500 pounds, deadlift over 500 pounds. Her clean and jerk, she's an American record holder in the clean and jerk, so at 360 pounds, she just has incredible capability. So a lot of those workouts start to get heavier and heavier, as you can imagine, as we get closer to that meet.
That is USA International weightlifting coach Will Fleming out of the Iron Pit Gym on Mary Tyson Lappin's dream of making the Olympic Games. That meet, by the way, in Havana is June the 18th. Great story evolving. Our thought for this Thursday, you know, maturity is when you stop complaining and making excuses and start making changes. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, Hoosier spring football practice is over. Let's bump it up a level to the NFL draft a week from tonight. The Colts, as you know, have the number 4 pick, have options available. They can grab a quarterback should they want one. From the day that he was hired, Shane Steichen has maintained that, well, if it's a quarterback, then you find someone to fit your system and then build from there.
I think accuracy, decision-making, and the ability to create are the three things that I look at in a quarterback. I think those all three things are very important, but obviously above the neck. I think the players that I've been around, Jalen Hurts and Justin Herbert and Phillip Rivers, they all have one thing in common. They're obsessed with their craft. And if you can find that in a quarterback, you're probably going to have some success. The players, too. What does Pittman run well receiver-wise? You know, the tight ends, the backs, Jonathan Taylor, the offensive line, what do they do well? We want to do a hell of a job of trying to put our guys in position to make plays.
I tell you, he's got a plan, doesn't he? New Colts head man, Shane Steichen. He's been around the block once or twice. Hey, the draft's like sitting at a poker table, huh? And former Colts head man, Frank Reich. Carolina, you're on the clock when 8 o'clock rolls around a week from tonight. Our thought for this day, smile more. Smiling can make you and others happy. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.